Hi, I'm Carl Azuz. Welcome to CNN Student News. On September 20th, 2001, President George W. Bush declared the U.S. war on terror. It's something you've grown up with. Two U.S. military operations that happened this weekend show it's not over. The operations were both in Africa, in countries that are 3,000 miles apart. The first was in the Libyan capital of Tripoli. This is Abu Anas al-Libi. He's a member of the al-Qaeda terrorist organization. Early Saturday morning, a group of 10 men surprised him on his way back to his home. The men were U.S. Special Operations Forces. A terrorism expert says that in a very precise operation, the men snatched al-Libi and were gone. He was one of the FBI's most wanted terrorists because of his alleged role in two bombings in 1998. More than 200 people were killed and another 5,000 wounded when the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania were attacked by al-Qaeda. Libya's interim government called the U.S. capture of al-Libi a kidnapping. It wants an explanation from Washington. An American official said the Libyan government knew about the operation. The other weekend operation happened just a few hours earlier. This was in the nation of Somalia at a compound controlled by al-Shabaab. Now that's the terrorist group that was responsible for last month's deadly attack in a shopping mall in Kenya. Al-Shabaab is also affiliated with al-Qaeda. On Saturday, a group of U.S. Navy SEALs raided the compound in Somalia. A firefight broke out and the SEALs eventually withdrew. They couldn't confirm whether their target was killed, but no Americans were hurt in the raid. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the two raids should send a clear message that the United States will never stop in its effort to hold those accountable who conduct acts of terror.